Chapter 28. The Indistractable Workplace. If there's one technology that embodies the unreasonable demands of the always-on work culture that pervades so many companies today, it's Slack. The group chat app makes users feel tethered to their devices, often at the expense of doing more important tasks. Over 10 million people log on to Slack every day. The platform's employees, of course, use Slack. They use it a lot. And if distraction is caused by technology, then they should surely suffer the consequences. Surprisingly, according to media reports and Slack employees I spoke with, the company doesn't have that problem. If you were to walk around Slack's company headquarters in San Francisco, you'd notice a peculiar slogan on the hallway walls. White letters on a bright pink background blare, "Work hard and go home." It's not the kind of motto you'd expect to see at a Silicon Valley company that makes the very tool people say keeps them at work even after they've gone home. However, at Slack, people know when to log off. According to a 2015 article in Inc. magazine that named Slack its company of the year, the slogan is more than just talk. By 6:30 p.m., quote, Slack's offices have pretty much cleared out. And according to the article, quote, that's how Slack CEO Stuart Butterfield wants it. Surely Slack employees log back in when they get home, right? Wrong. In fact, they are discouraged from using Slack after they've left. According to Amir Shavat, Slack's former director of developer relations, people there understand the norm is to know when to disconnect. Quote, it's not polite to send direct messages after hours or during weekends, he adds. Slack's corporate culture is an example of a work environment that hasn't succumbed to the maddening cycle of responsiveness endemic to so many organizations today. To facilitate focus, Slack's culture goes even deeper than its slogans. Slack management leads by example to encourage employees to take time to disconnect. In an interview with OpenView Labs, Bill Makaitis, who served as Slack's chief revenue officer and chief marketing officer, states, quote, you need to have uninterrupted work time. This is why, whether I'm dealing with Slack or email, I always block off time to go in and check messages and then return to uninterrupted work. The fact that someone as senior as Makaitis makes uninterrupted work a priority and goes as far as scheduling time for email and Slack sends a profound message that exemplifies the principle of making time for traction we covered in part two. Shavat echoes Makaitis' sentiment. At Slack, he said, quote, it's okay to be offline. He is religious about giving his coworkers his complete attention when meeting in person, quote, when I give someone my time, I'm focused 100% and never open a phone during a meeting. This is super important for me. By taking steps to remove the buzzes and rings typical of modern meetings, he practices the idea of hacking back external triggers we discussed in part three. Shavat also revealed how Slack employees use a pre-commitment pact, the kind we discussed in part four, to help them stay offline outside office hours. Slack has a do not disturb feature built into the service that users can turn on whenever they want to focus on what they really want to do, like doing focused work or being with family or friends. Shavat told me that if an employee tries to send a message when they shouldn't, quote, you'll get hit by the do not disturb feature. If it's after hours, it turns on automatically so you don't get direct messages until after you get back to work. Most important, the culture at Slack ensures employees have a place to discuss their concerns. As Leslie Perlow discovered at BCG, regular meetings were critical in airing employee concerns. Companies that make time to discuss their issues are more likely to foster psychological safety and hear the looming problems employees would otherwise keep to themselves. As we learned in part one, dealing with distraction starts by understanding what's going on inside us. If internal triggers are crying out for relief, employees will find ways to address them one way or another, whether healthily or not. Ensuring employees have a forum to voice problems to company leadership helps Slack team members relieve the psychological strain Stansfield and Candy found in toxic work environments. But how does a company as big as Slack make sure everyone has a place to feel heard? This is where the company's own technology comes in handy. The group chat tool facilitates the regular discussions needed to foster psychological safety while coming to consensus quickly. How do they do it? Though it may seem inconceivable, Shavat credits emoji. At Slack, there's a channel for everything, he says. Quote, "We have a channel for people who want to get lunch together, a channel for sharing pet photos, even a Star Wars channel." These separate channels not only save others from the sort of off-topic conversations that clog up email and make in-person meetings unbearable, they also give people a safe place to send feedback. Among the many Slack channels, the ones company leadership takes most seriously are the feedback channels. They are not just for sharing opinions on the latest product release, they are also for sharing thoughts about how to improve as a company. There's a dedicated channel called hashtag Slack Culture and another called hashtag Exec AMA, where executives invite employees to ask me anything. Shavat says, quote, "People will post all sorts of suggestions and are encouraged to do so. There's even a special channel for airing your beef with the company's own product called hashtag beef tweets." Quote, "Sometimes comments can get very prickly," Shavat says, "but the important thing is that they're aired and heard." Here's where emojis can come to the rescue. Quote, "Management lets people know they've read their feedback with an eyes emoji. Other times, if something is handled or fixed, someone will respond with a checkmark," Shavat explained. Slack has found a way to let its employees know they're being heard and action is being taken. Of course, not every conversation at every company should take place in a group chat. Slack also conducts regular all-hands meetings where employees can ask senior management questions directly. No matter the format, giving employees a way to send feedback and also know it's being heard by someone who can help lets employees know they have a voice. Whether employees' feedback is heard during small group meetings like those facilitated by Perlo at BCG or over group chat channels at Slack isn't the point. What matters is that there is an outlet that management cares about, uses, and responds to. It is critical to the well-being of a company and its employees. There's always a risk when pointing to specific companies as exemplars. Jim Collins' bestsellers, Good to Great and Built to Last, included profiles of some companies that didn't end up lasting very long and others that turned out to be not so great. Certainly, working at Slack and BCG isn't perfect. Some employees I spoke with told me they'd had bad experiences with heavy-handed managers. As one former employee said of Slack, quote, "They really did try to be a psychologically safe company. It's just that not everyone was equally skilled at maneuvering some of those nuances." Creating the kind of company where people feel comfortable raising concerns without the fear of getting fired takes work and vigilance. For now, the strategies of BCG and Slack seem to be successful. Both organizations are beloved by their employees and customers. On Glassdoor.com, BCG has been named among the 10 best places to work for 8 of the past 9 years, while Slack has an average anonymous review of 4.8 out of 5 stars, with 95% of employees saying they'd recommend the company to a friend and 99% approval of the CEO. It's worth noting that, regardless of future profit margins or returns to shareholders, these companies at the time of writing show concern and commitment to helping their employees thrive by giving them the freedom to be indistractable. Remember this. Indistractable organizations like Slack and BCG foster psychological safety, provide a place for open discussions about concerns, and, most important, have leaders who exemplify the importance of doing focused work.